Welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, a self-confessed Tudor nut who spends her life, I'm talking about myself in the third person now, who spends her life researching and writing about Tudor history. It really is my dream job and I'm living the dream. There you go. Okay, I'm going to take you back to 1554 today. On this day in Tudor history, the 20th of July 1554, John Knox, who was a theologian and who is seen as one of the leaders of the Protestant Reformation in Scotland, published a pamphlet. The title of the pamphlet was A Faithful Admonition to the Professors of God's Truth in England. Great title there. In this pamphlet, John Knox referred to the abominable idolatry that Mary I had re-established in England. Mary having come to the throne, of course, if you've listened to my talk from yesterday, she was officially proclaimed queen on the 19th of July, 1553. So this is just a year after. And he's referring... The bells are ringing out for John Knox not liking Mary I there. So he's referring to the idolatry that Mary has re-established in England by taking the country of England back into the the Catholic fold, back to the authority of Rome. So he's attacking that. He also attacks her personally. He calls her the incestuous bastard, and all this because she's turning England away from the Protestant faith, the faith which John Knox has as his own and that he is busy supporting in Scotland. He also wrote of her being worse than Jezebel, saying that Jezebel never erected half so many gallows in all Israel as mischievous Mary has done within London alone. And he asks, for who could have thought that such cruelty could have entered into the heart of a woman and to the heart of her that is called a virgin, that she would thirst for the blood of innocence? So this woman who's named after the Virgin Mary is worse than Jezebel, for, you know, she is burning Protestants. She's turned England back to Rome and now she is persecuting people of what he saw as the true faith. He also attacked her pestilent council and her bishops for helping her in her cruelty against the Protestants. For example, he calls Stephen Gardiner, Bishop of Winchester, and the man who became Mary's Lord Chancellor, as the wolf, that wicked Winchester, and also wily Winchester, who was more cruel than any tiger. And also those who worked with him, he calls them the sons of the devil. On the other hand, Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, who is obviously eventually burned at the stake by Mary I. And, you know, this man was responsible for the Book of Common Prayer and was, you know, a leader of the Protestant Reformation in England. Knox obviously likes him. He calls him the Reverend Father who cut the knots of devilish sophistry, linked and knit by the devil's gardener. And I like that play on words there, you know, Bishop Gardiner, that being his surname, but also the devil's gardener. Great pun there. As for Queen Mary I's impending marriage to Philip of Spain, John Knox wrote, "But O England, England, if you obstinately will return into Egypt, that is, if you contract marriage, confederacy, or league with such princes as maintain and advance idolatry, such as the emperor, who is no less enemy unto Christ than ever was Nero. If, for the pleasure and friendship, I say, of such princes, you return to your old abominations, before used under the papistry, then assuredly, O England, you shall be plagued and brought to desolation by means of those whose favours you seek and by whom you are procured to fall from Christ and to serve Antichrist. He doesn't mince his words, does he? That's quite a splendid attack. I do have to admire the man for his way with words. He goes on to include a further attack on Mary I and other women such as Marie de Guise in his later work, his 1558 work, The First Blast of the Trumpet Against the Monstrous Regiment of Women. So he picks those women, those women leaders, and attacks them in this work that was published 4 years later. I think it's safe to say that the Protestant John Knox was no fan of the Catholic Queen Mary I. And if you have a chance to read his works, then you'll see, you'll understand, yes, why I say that, because I've just picked out a few bits there. But yes, a full-blown attack in those two works. Thank you for joining me today with my latest On This Day in Tudor History talk. I do hope you're enjoying these daily talks. I'm thinking ahead to next year, wondering if you want this kind of daily videos or whether you'd prefer a sort of a weekly roundup where I pick key events. I'd love you to comment and just share your opinions on that, as I'd love to do what you want me to do. So feedback would be appreciated. So thank you for joining me. You can subscribe to this channel by clicking round about there, and you can hit the bell to be notified of new videos as they go live. It is worth subscribing and hitting the bell, because there are various times when I do something a bit different and do an extra video. I've also got my questions about Anne Boleyn series, and I am considering doing a live Q&A session again very soon. And of course, I think I might do a Tudor quiz, a sort of challenge for my husband Tim soon as well. So there will be lots coming your way. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.